Hey, Matt, you were, I think, the last player signed before camp, and you had a career year. Did you come into the season feeling that you wanted to prove something? Or tell me about your hindsight coming into this season.
It was just, you know, the two prior years being with the Lakers, you know, having good regular seasons and then getting hurt going into the playoffs, it was just very frustrating. And then, you know, got into some legal trouble last year. You know, so basically I was jobless up until, you know, maybe a few weeks before camp, and I really want to thank the organization for, I guess, taking a chance on me and going out on a limb, and it worked out to, I feel, both of our benefits.
You'll have some people, obviously, who are interested in you again, including this team. What's your thought process going into the offseason?
You know, just evaluate it. You know, obviously very comfortable here. You know, L.A. is home. Family loves it here. So, obviously, this is going to be one of my top choices, but this is a business, and I think I know that probably better than any player in the league.
How tough is it to deal with a great regular season, but the playoffs to end
it's
so
tough.
Quickly?
It's like tough that. As well. I think as a franchise, we made tremendous strides as far as meeting goals and accomplishing things a franchise has never done before. But, you know, those players in the locker room, you know, to be exited in the first round is, you know, something no one planned for, and it's tough to swallow, but you know, you got to use it as motivation to, you know, work on your deficiencies and weaknesses and come back next year stronger.
Now, you'll be a free agent this summer. What are your plans? Coming here last year.
You know, Chris and I have already been talking about that. You know, we talked about it on the plane last night. And, you know, obviously he's the franchise player. But, you know, we also talked about what I was thinking about doing. So that's something that, you know, I'll continue to talk to my family and my agent about. And, you know, see what happens. It's, like I said before, it's a business, so we got to see how it goes.
So was he recruiting you just today again, or what?
Yeah, you know, without giving anything away, okay. he was doing his job.
Recruiting each other?
Yeah, maybe.
We had a career year this year. We planned here with these guys, under Danny, with Chris. And was that something that you would take into account, the idea of that?
Absolutely. You know, second time around here is with this organization has been amazing. You know, the first time was fun because it was my rookie year, a learning experience, but you know, the organization's come so far, and it's good to be a part of the change, because I was here when it was, you know, we were the doormats, so it's good to be a part of change, and we hopefully like to continue to grow, you know, our own tradition here, so we'll see how that works out.
You mentioned the regular season successes. Do you think that despite the disappointment of the playoffs, that you can take some solace as a group with what you guys accomplished?
You know, I mean, there's really no more victories. Everyone's goals. We felt we had a championship contender, and we didn't, you know, end up prevailing. But, you know, there's definitely good things to say about a team. You know, half a team that's new, and we came together and we're able to win, you know, 56 games, could easily win 60-plus. So there's some things to take away. But, you know, at the end of the day, the goal was to raise a banner, and we didn't do that.
What does the last game do for your resume as far as what you're able to produce?
You know, I was just out there being more aggressive. You know, numbers really don't matter when your team loses. You know, we tried to do everything we could. You know, we made some late adjustments in game six. You know, that some were fairly productive, but, you know, just a little too late.
Your thoughts on the job done, Hegro? Did it seem like you were unable to go back to being the player that you were before? Your thoughts on him and
on Coach?
Yeah.
I think Coach did a great job. You know, people don't understand it's hard to manage people like us, you know, you know, young and people that have money and egos and family in their ear and friends in their ears. And, you know, for a coach to put all that on one page and get everyone to go for the same goal, and really with the new team to do it so fast, you know, you really got to take your hat off to them. You know, there were things said about this and that, but anytime you play or coach in L.A., you're going to be in a fishbowl. And I think Vinny did a great job of managing the egos and managing this team and, you know, taking this team to a new level.
How about the great job you did yesterday keeping your emotions intact? Ooh. You look like you're going to explode about 20 times.
Joey Crawford, boy, I tell you. Joey Crawford. He had a good game last night. It's hard. You know, it's hard to, you know, we really put ourselves in a situation, you know, losing home court and obviously, you know, really being swept after you win the first two games. But, you know, we had a problem with the refs all year, and it came back and bit us in the playoffs. And, you know, if I'm back next year, I think that'll be a real teaching point from the coaching staff and the players, that we have to police ourselves, that we can't get into it with the refs, you know, and you can't beat them. You know, it's like trying to beat the police. You can't.
But you have to be happy with yourself, though. You kept it pretty cool there for the most
part. Yeah,
you
know, I tried. I saw a couple highlights last night where I thought, whoa, you get thrown out for that. But, yeah. You know, for the most part, it's just I think the refs understood it was, you know, a lot of emotion, a hostile environment, and, you know, they did what they had to do to control the game.
At the same time, do you think this team needs to get tougher?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think that was exploited this series, definitely. We have a lot of talent, but we do need to, you know, and that's just, you know, with our two bigs, I think people point a lot of fingers at them, yet they're young. You know what I mean? It's a learning experience. I'm 11 years in this, and I'm still learning, so it's a learning experience, but I think we had to do a better job as a team. It's not any individuals that let us down. I think as a team, we need to get tougher.
Having won before, though, you know what it takes. And also, is there something in your mind being built for the playoffs?
Yeah, it's different, man. It's different. They'll beat you up in the playoffs, and you got to be ready for that. You know, I think our guys did a great job this year because I really felt that we did get beat up a lot. You know, coming from the Lakers where you get a lot of calls, and coming to this team where you don't get a lot of calls, you know, you really see people get beat up, and, you know, sometimes you lose your cool. But you know, I'm happy to say I didn't get a tuck, I think, the last 2 months of the season. So.
That was your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I stuck to it.
Can you become tough or tougher, or is it something you're born with? Can you pick it up along the way?
I think you can pick it. It's a mentality, definitely. But I think, you know, there's things you can do to, you know, toughen yourself up, and you know, it comes with experience and knowing the game and tricks to the game. It's not necessarily, you know, sticking your chest out and saying I'm tough. It's just really learning the ins and outs of the game as you spend years in the game.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Have a good summer, Matt.